What's going on, my family? It feels like we're family because we meet here every day, same place, same time, and I got a message for you. We've been walking through this incredible series, and I'm not just saying that because I'm preaching it, I'm saying it because it's changing me, called Crazier Faith. And did you know that God wants to bless you so that you can be a blessing to others? No, not bless you just to have it, bless you so that you can be a conduit that others can have it. But in order to have a harvest to bless other people, we have to allow the seeds to develop in our own lives. And I want you to get a hold of this because I'm telling you, it'll change everything in your life. Let's go into today's message and figure out how we live this out. Remember what I told y'all last week? What the formula is? It's seed, help me, sow, then what? Time, then what? Work, then what? Harvest. For everybody that just got it, I want to go back. Let's do it one more time. It's what? Seed, help me, it's on the screen. So, help me, time, work, harvest. This is the usual progression. But write this point down, which God reminded me of. God uses systems, but God is still sovereign. Some of y'all, it's gonna happen suddenly. I'm not here for everybody today, but I'm on assignment for at least 3,000 of y'all that believe that it ain't gonna take all that time that it took all of them to do that. I serve a God of the exception. I serve a God that says, hold on, I can be sovereign in this situation. And somebody shout at me, suddenly. And some of y'all are saying, well, Pastor Mike, I am grateful for your new revelation, but last week I took copious notes around the subject that you gave us, and you gave us a very exact and distinct formula at how God was going to move. See, the problem is the system is still working. It's just been accelerated. It's still the same system, but it goes seed, help me, sow, time, work, harvest. Seed, sow, time, work, harvest. It's the same system, it's just been accelerated. And I don't know who this is for right now, but some of y'all gonna sow your seed and it's just gonna be like, time, work, harvest. There's some things that you gonna put in the ground today and it's gonna come up tomorrow because it's gonna be like, time, work, harvest. And some of y'all, it's gonna seem like one word. Seed, sow, time, work, harvest. What you doing? Just seed, sow, work, harvest? What's happening in your life? Seed, sow, work, time, harvest. Just try to say that fast with me. Put it up there. What are we seeing right now? Seasonal time, work harvest. But I saw you this time last month. And you were telling me how everything was jacked up. What happened? Seasonal time, work harvest. But you told me that your family was split apart and wouldn't be together for Christmas. But I saw y'all in a picture together. What happened? See something. Some of y'all gonna be walking into places that were barren last week. I don't know who this is for. You gonna open up bank accounts that didn't have nothing in it last week. You gonna go to your friend group text that had nobody faithful in it last week. And God said, sow the seed. Because this is the season of unusual acceleration. If you believe it, give God a shout of praise. See, this word is challenging somebody's crazy faith. See, because what faith does is hear a word and it snatches it and says, that's mine. See, I don't have to call you up one by one and say, listen to me, let me tell you what God's saying to you. No. When that word goes out in the atmosphere, faith grabs stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Somebody needs to prophetically just put your hand in the air and you need to grab this bamboo season. Yeah, some of y'all got it. Some of y'all got two hands and you say, I'm snatching that. This is mine right here. We not gonna be in the same place this time next month. We not gonna be in the same place this time next year. It's bamboo season. I'm snatching that word. Somebody say, give me that. Oh, I feel that thing. Some of y'all about to see unusual acceleration. Give me that. My business is about to see unusual acceleration. Give me that. My family's about to see unusual acceleration. Give me that. By faith, we can claim things. Somebody will shout at me, give me that. Healing. Oh, y'all missed it. Healing. Give me that. Discipline, give me. Some of y'all, hold on. Kingdom relationships, give me that. Working in my purpose, give me. It's a season of unusual acceleration. It don't matter that you didn't get into the school. God will bring the professor to you and have him teach you personally. Y'all don't hear me? This is a season of unusual acceleration. Give me that. Pastor Mike, how is that physically and astronomically possible? It's because remember, there's one word in there that we only understand from a mortal standpoint. Seed. So, here's the word, time. See, the thing you don't know about God is time was invented for us. But God stands outside of time. And he can look at the situation. I said, okay. Now I know I have their heart because the heart and the hand are connected. So when they sowed it, I knew I had them. I knew they loved me. I knew. So now that I see they can sow, now I can stand outside of time and I can go ahead and blah, 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 blah. All of the pain and the setup and the frustration that it would take for that to usually happen. I can speed up time. Let me prove it to you in the word. Somebody go to Joel chapter 2, verse 25. So I will restore, I gotta say this, to the people who have felt like they've wasted time and lost. Yeah, I'm talking to somebody. There are people that feel like you have lost seasons. Well, if transformation would have been around when I was 20 and I would have heard these messages and I would have been, but now I'm 50 and now I'm 45 and now I'm 60 and it just feels like I'm behind the eight ball and it feels like I can't. This scripture is for you, and it's for this generation who statistics say that has the highest level of suicide because they feel that at age 26, they've done nothing with their lives. See, the enemy tries to, I heard it said like this, if he can't get in front of you and stop you, he gets behind you and pushes you and makes you feel like you've wasted and lost too much time. If you fit in any of those categories, Joel chapter 2, 25 is about to be crazy faith encouragement for you. So I, this is God talking, will restore to you the years. That's time. Ooh, who's about to receive this? That the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust has eaten, the consuming locust has eaten, and the chewing locust. See, what y'all don't understand is what locusts are. Locusts are animals that ate harvest. Everything that has eaten your harvest, every person, every investment, every idea, every person you invested your life into, that job you served for 20 years, those people you gave to, and somehow they snatched it from under, everything that the locust stole, God said, I'm gonna restore to you the time. Ooh, I feel this. Somebody's heart and soul is about to be replenished. You shall eat plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God who has dealt wondrously with you. See, there's something you learned in that process too. He said that you're not just going to go through that and not learn something. I've dealt with you in this. You've learned character things in this. I've changed your picker. Some of y'all got a picker that's off. Y'all picked the wrong people, the wrong places, and the wrong partners. But God said, I'm changing all that. I've dealt with you in this, and my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know. After all of this happened, after I restore you, then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. And I'm the Lord your God. I'm the only one that could have done this. You thought your best days was at 35? I'm gonna make 55 look like the new 35. Y'all don't hear me. I'm gonna make your kids look at you and say, what are you doing? I'm gonna make those people who graduated with more degrees than a thermometer come learn from you. Y'all don't hear me up in here. I will restore. Somebody shout at me, restore. I'm shaking somebody's faith right now. Some of y'all dead that's watching this right now, but I'm shaking somebody's faith who's about to pop because it's bamboo season. He said, I'm the one who did this, and there is no other. My people, he says it again, shall never be put to shame.
Pastor Mike wants to know, are you living a crazy life? A crazy life of faith? If you're not, it's time to get crazy faith. In Pastor Mike Todd's brand new series, Crazier Faith Volume 3, Pastor Mike reveals it's our job as Christians to have faith and believe God. It's God's job to show up. With this series on faith and favor, you'll learn the difference between walking in faith and walking in fantasy. In this straightforward conversation, Pastor Mike explains crazy faith glorifies God, produces fruits of the Spirit, and is all about serving the needs of others. Inside this three-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches that crazy faith is about desiring God's will for your life and not just fulfilling your own desires. A life of faith, not just about the new car, new house, new TV. A life of crazy faith is about fixing your eyes on Jesus and trusting that He will take care of you no matter what. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series Crazier Faith Volume 3, you'll see God do a work in your relationships, your purpose, and your passions as you develop a heart of crazy faith. Don't miss this special offer. Get Crazier Faith Volume 3 for your gift of $20 or more. Call 1-800-990-7211 or go to tbn.org/crazier3 to order. Call 1-800-990-7211 or go online right now.
Somebody needs to thank God that everything that you've been ashamed of, God will redeem and restore. Because the last sentence of your life will be that God did not let it end in shame. The family that's been ridiculing you for your crazy faith step, the person who said, you better not give that money to them, you coming on this vacation, God said, I promise you, stay with me. I will not let you be put to shame. That's why, Dale, it's the bamboo season. God's saying, you've been faithful all them years and nothing came up. It was still growing. It was just going down because of what's about to come up. Little root, little fruit. Little root, little fruit. For what God's about to do, it had to take a little bit longer down. But as soon as it breaks forth, I feel my mama's anointing right here. When Brenda Todd says break forth, there's something that happened. There's something that's about to happen. You're going to be looking at it. And as you're looking at it, then it's just going to break forth. And something is going to move, and it ain't going to stop. This week, a blessing. Next week, a blessing. The week after that, a blessing. The week after that, it's a revolving door. Hold on, this is my life now? Somebody shout at me, it's bamboo season. So today, I just got to give you a few points, because some of y'all done. You cooked right now. All you needed, you got it right now. You about to, like, let's go. It's bamboo season. Your whole room going to be bamboos this week. I got you. But for those of you that just need a little more how to activate the bamboo season, I got a few points for you. I forgot to say the one thing I really like, Bree. Like in that line of system or principles. Can you put the seed sow time? Can you put it back up there? See, what ends up happening is that it goes seed, sow, time, work, harvest. And then it's bamboo season, so there's unusual acceleration in seed, sow, time, work, harvest. And you start saying it so fast that what people hear and what it feels like is seed harvest. Seed harvest. Seed harvest. This is the season our church is in. It's like when we plant, it just come up. Seed harvest. We're in such a season of that you, it's so fast you don't even see. And I just needed to tell somebody that the only reason God does something for this house as the organization is to paint a picture of what he wants to do in your house as the organism. Put your hand on yourself and say, this is my season of unusual acceleration. I'm gonna give you three more chances because some of y'all just repeated me. Now you're gonna say it by faith. This is my season of unusual acceleration. Come on, I want you to look at me, get in my face right now, and I want you to say, this is my season of unusual acceleration. Now, some of y'all about to see this in your life. I'm saying it one more time. Say it with faith. This is my season of unusual acceleration. Now give God praise if you really believe it. Some of y'all don't believe it, but somebody's praise does actually believe it. Yep. Luke chapter 5. One day, as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Now, let me set the scene for you. Jesus is going around drawing crowds from everywhere. The man can stand anywhere and start preaching, and he is kind of the Son of God. And so, like, people just start coming, being healed, blessed, delivered, set free, all the other things. He's preaching at this moment on the Sea of Galilee and could have stayed on the shore, but he saw something that he wanted to use as an example that wasn't the main thing, but was the thing that he wanted us to learn. So he sees two boats, and he was like, I'm about to get in somebody's boat. And he then looks around for the owner. Where are the people whose boat? Oh, they're washing their nets. See, what you don't know if you don't fish is washing your nets is the thing you have to do after you go out fishing, no matter if you catch anything or not. What this tells me is that if we want to start seeing and activating a season of unusual acceleration, write this point down. You have to steward well what's not working well. These men were fishing all night that we find out later in the story. They catch nothing. They looked buried. They looked under. But God saw them still being faithful in a place that didn't seem fruitful. And it attracted God to them. In an age where when it doesn't look like it's working, most people quit, God told me to come here and tell you that what is attractive for unusual acceleration is washing your nets, using well or stewarding well over what doesn't look like it's producing well for you right now. That car that you are ready to throw out, God said you haven't cleaned it in a month. How are you believing for unusual acceleration and you won't steward well what's not working well? Some of y'all go to marriage counseling for 2 sessions. And if they don't heal 25 years of your trauma in 2 sessions, you done. This costs too much. We could go on a vacation and then be mad at each other in the whole vacation. God is saying you're not stewarding well over your marriage. Would you steward well over what's not working well? These disciples decided, even though it didn't work, I'm still gonna work it. And I don't know who needs to hear this, but God does not give more to somebody who does not care about what they already have. He is the most amazing steward. Somebody who wants to take care and maximize everything. We see it in the story of the talents. If you go to another place where they tell the parables, God, by his grace, gives somebody 1, somebody 2, somebody 5. And he says, I'm going away. I just need you to do something with what I gave you. And literally, the one with 5 turns it into 10. The one with 2 turns it into 4. The one with 1 was scared, and so he buried it. And when he put it in the ground, and he came back, the master said, what'd you do? He said, I doubled it. And this man said, I knew you were a wicked, harsh master, so I didn't want to mess anything up. I didn't want to live in crazy faith. I didn't want to take a step of faith. And so I buried what I had. I kept it hidden. I kept it protected. And here it is back to you. God literally called him a wicked servant because he didn't steward well what seemed to not be working well. I don't know what it is in your life right now, but if you want to see unusual acceleration, God's looking at what's in your hand right now. That apartment that you can't stand, that you're believing God for a house, but I don't want to, can I step on some people? You're not stewarding your finances well. Your nails done, hair done, everything did, but your bills are late. You're messing up the vehicle that God will use on paper to be able to bless you in a different season because you're trying to impress people you don't even like. It's time to steward. Y'all see how quiet it just got right there? It's time to steward. Some of y'all are about to go into so much debt over the holiday season to try to make somebody feel better about you that you won't have a conversation with. The conversation would be Merry Christmas more than all of the gifts that you were going to give them. Say, I'm sorry, and replace the Sony PlayStation. I'm in your business right now. See, what I'm trying to tell you is God says, I've given you something. Steward it well.
Pastor Mike wants to know, are you living a crazy life? A crazy life of faith? If you're not, it's time to get crazy faith. In Pastor Mike Todd's brand new series, Crazier Faith Volume 3, Pastor Mike reveals it's our job as Christians to have faith and believe God. It's God's job to show up. With this series on faith and favor, you'll learn the difference between walking in faith and walking in fantasy. In this straightforward conversation, Pastor Mike explains crazy faith glorifies God, produces fruits of the Spirit, and is all about serving the needs of others. Inside this 3-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches that crazy faith is about desiring God's will for your life and not just fulfilling your own desires. A life of faith, not just about the new car, new house, new TV. A life of crazy faith is about fixing your eyes on Jesus and trusting that he will take care of you no matter what. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series Crazier Faith Volume 3, you'll see God do a work in your relationships, your purpose, and your passions as you develop a heart of crazy faith. Don't miss this special offer. Get Crazier Faith Volume 3 for your gift of $20 or more. Call 1-800-990-7211 or go to tbn.org/crazier3 to order. Call 1-800-990-7211 or go online right now.
The only reason that God does things externally is so that it can transform you internally and change your eternity. If we embrace the internal work that God is trying to do on the inside of each and every one of us, we will eventually see the worthwhile harvest we've been waiting on. I know this because it's happened to me. God's planted seeds. There's been time. And now, God, in my family, in my wife, in my marriage, in my business, there's a harvest. But it does not come without God doing a work in you. He doesn't want you to have it if it doesn't transform you. And today, I'm telling you that God is doing something greater on the inside of you than anything He's doing outside of you. This is your time of transformation. I'm excited to continue this series with you because I feel you're getting stronger. Some of y'all are walking in crazier faith, and you are going to be, do, and say everything that God has called you to do because God wants you to walk in a world-impacting faith. So until next time we come together, I want you to go out and live a transformed life. I will.